بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Brothers and friends, we were discussing last week a very, very important aspect of our deen is adab and respect. And this is something that brings great deprivation into a nation when we forget our respect and our adab. And that is why we find many times a nation falls and loses its honor and dignity, because we don't consider this important aspect of our deen. And this is part of Iman. That is why Allah Ta'ala has revealed a special surah in the Quran Kareem, teaching the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then in return, we have to learn how important is it to respect our elders, to respect the ulama-i kiram, to respect the old people. Allah Ta'ala is teaching us so much here, that Allah Ta'ala is telling the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, so much so that you should have so much respect that don't even walk in front of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this we learn how important is it to learn adab, respect, which today unfortunately has gone out of my life and the life of the whole ummah generally. And we don't even take it serious, we don't even realize ourselves, we don't even teach it to our children. And then we say today there's no respect in society. Why? Because we have forgotten this important aspect of our deen. And that is why we find great deprivation into the ummah, that today everything we just take for granted. A person, he takes his elders also for granted. So much so our parents, we have to talk to them with great respect and honor, with humbleness. We have to be, so much so a person should not walk in front of his father, and you should not walk across your father. Then what about Allahu Akbar? Those people who taught us our deen, the ulama-i kiram, and then the mashayikh who teach us about Allah Rabbul Izzat, how much more honor and how much more respect we should have. Today so much amongst even the learned scholars, in other words, ulama who learn deen, but they don't sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they don't learn adab and respect, then you have this type of attitude. Then hum rijal wa nahnu rijal. They are also men, we are also men, so what's the difference? Why must I show respect? He's also a human being. A person doesn't realize, and Allahu Akbar. Just Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed us so much etiquette, so much love he had for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was known as Sahibu Na'li Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who used to look after the shoes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So generally today we take this also as an ordinary thing, that to put the shoes straight for your parents, for your ustad, for elderly people, we take it, it's nothing serious. What's wrong or what's so important in that? But these are things that brings a lot of goodness in the life of a person. Otherwise, Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, a very great sheikh, have explained that there are three categories. One is ba-adab, ba-naseeb. A person who learns etiquette, who learns respect, who learns manners, Allah gives him a lot of goodness. If you respect people while you are young, and you do it for Allah's pleasure, Allah will make people respect you. And if you don't respect people, Allah Ta'ala will make you that people won't respect you. And the second category is be-adab, be-naseeb. That a person who doesn't have respect, who doesn't show important, that what's so important? What's wrong if I just walked in front of my elders, in front of my ustad, unnecessary, I just walked past him, so what's wrong in there? A person doesn't realize that you are losing a lot of goodness from Allah Ta'ala's side. So a person who doesn't have respect, be-naseeb. He doesn't get any goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And worse than that, which unfortunately myself, I have to see first, and we all have to see, that the ummah today, what level we have stooped to, bad adab, bad naseeb. that a person who's got disrespect, then that nation becomes a wretched nation. And today we see so much not only respecting our elders, not Allah Ta'ala is in detail explained to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, don't raise your voice in front of the Nabi of Allah. Don't walk in front of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you got some work with him, wait till he comes out of his house.